haircuts very good. We do them like hairdressers should, at any time of any day. Tony's Salon rules, okay? So why don't you come to Tony's and meet Victor Spinetti as Tony, John Laurie as Hector, and Deborah Watling as Maisie, with Anthony Morton, Henry McGee, Roland McLeod, and John Bly.
We bend forward, please. Down, right. Aye, that'll do. Oh, hey, Maisie.
Yeah, what is it?
Come and look at this funny wee thing on the top of his neck.
Oh.
Yeah, that's me head. Snowman, you've got a wee pink pimple.
You want to be careful with that, Hector.
Aye. We don't want to give it a nick with a razor, do we, sir?
No, we don't. Now, be careful.
Now, let's see. Messy.
Here, Hector. Who do you reckon for the football tomorrow night, Scotland or Italy?
There's no reckoning in it, man. It's an absolute certainty. Scotland will massacre them.
Eh? What's that do you say?
Oh, no. Now you've done it. They've hardly been talking these last few days because of this rotten match.
What do you say, miss? He rocked in the match.
Oh, the way you two go on about it, it's only a game.
Mamma mia. I tell you, it's the battle of the giants. And it's going to be a great victory for Italia.
Yeah, you can't be serious. Did you not see them in training on TV?
Si. It's magnifico, eh? With the passings and the centerings and the crossings.
Oh. Granted, they can play knots and crosses.
Oh, yeah. And what about you a lot in the training, eh? All the dribbling around the dustbins. What happens? The dustbins win, 3-0.
Hey, all that, let the dustbins win.
She's right, this is funny, eh?
I'm not talking to you.
Good. And I don't want you to talk to me. And if you do, I don't listen.
Dustbins.
Here, have you finished with me now?
Not quite, sir. We'll just finish you off, shall we?
Hey, amazing.
Yeah?
Tell her that lump of a cold porridge, I forgot to tell him something.
What?
My brother Carlo is coming here today to mend the plumbing.
Hector, Tony says...
Hey, will you tell yon macaroni face that him and his brother... him and his brother come to and stick their heads in a bucket.
Tony, Hector says...
Maisie, you tell her that strip of haggis... But at least... We get our heads in the bucket, because if Scottish footballers a try it, they miss the bucket.
Hector, Tony says...
Yeah, careful with that, mate.
I'm going to respond so much.
Yeah, that's why I think I'd better be going.
I'm not finished.
Yeah, well, I had this urgent appointment, like, well, you know, I'm late. How much?
£1.20.
Yeah, well, here you are.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Hey! No tap.
Oh, yeah. Never jump off a moving bus.
See ya.
Hey, Hector, there's one thing you can't say about your Scottish team. They are not mean.
Uh-huh.
No, they always give away the goals.
Give it a rest, you two. You're giving me an headache.
Okay. When Carlo come in, you tell him I'm looking for the blocky pipe.
Right.
He didn't mock the Scottish football team. That's sacrilege.
But you're always saying how useless they are.
Never.
Oh, Hector, remember the World Cup team? Legless, that's what you called them.
Oh, that was different, lassie. The Scots are always allowed to pass constructive criticism on their own team, huh?
But you said they need crutches and spectacles.
That's what I said. Constructive criticism.
Buongiorno, is a Carlo.
Oh, for mercy's sake, another of them.
Hector, my friend, it's good to see you. I'm looking so happy.
I am not your friend.
Mamma mia, what I do, eh? I know. You are jealous, eh?
Jealous me, what?
You're jealous because I am so good looking.
Oh,
everyone say Carlo is the good looking one.
This is not my fault.
Hello, Carlo.
Ah, Maisie, che bella.
Tony's down the basement, trying to find the plumbing.
Okay, I got on. Hey, Hector, how many goals you think Italia win by tomorrow, eh?
Just stupid.
Mamma mia, everybody is a man. In the future, I'm not open my mouth to no one.
Santa Lucia.
Oh, Santa. It's deliberate. It's a deliberate attempt to undermine Scottish morale.
Oh, come on, Etta. It's nearly 5:30. Let's start clearing out.
Is this your basement, Tonio?
Si.
It's a give me the creep. Eh? It's like the horror film with the black coffin and the creaky lid and the body lifting up all aghastly with the white.
Shut up. You start to give me the biggity goose lamps.
Tonio, it's a strange.
Huh?
I feel it in my bones. There's been a horrible monster in this place.
Si. Hector's down here last week. Carlo, there's nothing here but the plumbing.
If you say so. So, where is it, this blocked pipe?
It's somewhere in this wall. It's the old plumbing. Till now, it's always working. Except sometimes. Then, when the water pipe go knocky, 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 we go knocky, knocky, knocky back. And it'll work, eh? But 3 days ago, the pipe go knocky, knocky, knocky all the same. I go knocky, knocky, knocky back. I keep on knocky, 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 knocky. And nothing.
Still not working.
That's what I say.
I have to get the bricks out, okay?
See.
Please, hey, Carlo.
Please, please. Please, there's no need for the terrible singing.
You call my singing terrible?
Si.
Hey, you want I to do this job?
Si.
So, I sing while I work.
La, 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 la. It's like the duck with the rapture.
I am sorry for you, Antonio. You got a knot here. I know why it's my singing on you. I stop. Is a sacrifice, but...
Grazie.
To show I don't take it to heart, I give you my singing at your funeral.
No, no, me. Shut up and do the knocky-knocky pipes.
Caesar, one, two more brick, and I can reach behind the wall and... Hey, what is this?
It's the mouses.
No, no, look. It's the old bag.
What's she doing behind my wall?
No, he's something in it.
Okay, let Tony see, huh?
Aye.
Carlo. It's the money.
Aye, you down there?
Mamma mia, the money. It attracts his nose like the blood to the bladder.
Almost past 5. Me and Miss are waiting to go home.
What?
In your hand?
It's a bag.
It's a bag. What's in it?
It's a bag of money.
See, Carlo, look at his nose. It's all twitching about. He can smell the money. He can smell the date on the money.
Let's have a look, man. Pour them out. Great heavens.
Hey, what sort of money is that? It don't look like a money.
It's gold.
Gold?
Aye, the gold sovereigns. Treasure trove.
Oi, you lot on your union meeting? Some of us have got homes to go.
Mommy, what's all that?
Hector says he's like the Captain Kidd. Hey, Hector, you reckon he's the pirate treasure?
Rubbish, man, there were no pirates in Kentish Town.
Oh, I don't know, eh? That crook in the fish shop up the road, cod 90p apiece. No, look, and not all the pirates have the woody leg and the pirate with the long johns.
Here, look at these.
See?
Like bits of rusty iron, aren't they? Must be really old.
You think so?
Well, there's some funny writing on them.
What is it, huh?
Well, it's hard to read. It looks like rum, rum, rem, rum.
Red Rock. That's what it is. It's just another publicity gimmick. The coins are useless. Throw them away, man. Let's concentrate on the gold.
See, but it's important we handle this with the care.
That's very true.
We do the proper thing with it.
Aye. We'll keep it.
We take it down to the West End, huh? We go to the special shop and we get the value put on it.
You think that is a good idea?
See, Hector, it's the right thing to do.
Then what?
Then we keep it.
Here, then. Where's the beast?
Grazie. Come on, Hector. How much is that?
Well, let's see, Gav. £2.50.
Come on, we're not buying your patsy.
£2.50 on the clock, mate.
That is highway robbery.
Well, one of you better stand and deliver or else.
Okay. Here's the £3. Keep with the chain.
Oh, thanks, Gav.
A magnificent leader, your senses.
No. It's important to put on this style for the West End. You don't know. Maybe they see us coming.
That's what I'm worried about.
And £3. It's the chicken food, what we have in the bag, eh?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Come on, Hector. We go in there. Wipe your shoes. It's the time for the big dealings.
This is a really plushy, poshy place, huh?
Spend a few bob on all this, eh?
See?
You really look at the pile on the carpet.
The pile of what?
Not that sort of pile. The thickness of it.
Oh, see. Hey, you could fall down on that, and no one would find you for days. Excuse me, senor.
Ah, yes. Now, you'll find the tradesman's entrance around the back.
Hey, I'm not a tradesman. Hector's not a tradesman. We're on the big business.
Oh, I see. And what can one do for you?
You got the bag, Hector.
Aye.
Is something here which will interest you.
Oh, really?
See, Hector. Hey, put your eyes on that.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Been opening our piggy bank, have we?
What do you mean? You don't recognize a red coin when you see him.
Well,
go on, put that big pokey thing in your eye, like they do in the films, and take a good look.
That's gold, that is. Treasure.
Possibly it is, but only to Naughty, Big Ears, and the Bank of Toy Town. Not to us, I'm afraid.
Eh?
Yes, they are very common. Indian, you know. 19th century dump money. Worth, let me see.
How much?
Oh, £2 or £3. Oh. No more.
But that's gold, man.
To your eyes, maybe. But this is yellow copper.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Are you absolutely sure?
You're surely not questioning my judgment?
No.
I mean, coins are my subject. And I am well known in numismatism.
Oh, that's bad.
I beg your pardon?
My cousin added that.
What?
The pneumatism, man. He cast him right in the chest. He have to rub himself with the wintergreen, eh? Boy, it's good stuff. You take my tip. You get yourself some wintergreen. Mamma mia. You only have to smell it. It'll blow your nostrils right up along.
Numismatism is the study of coins.
Oh.
I used to study coins in my young days.
Really? What was your special interest?
Half crowns, yeah. Or two bob bits.
But they aren't rare coins.
Let me tell you, son, all coins are rare if you haven't got any.
Hey, but what about these coins here?
What about them?
And you're going to give us something for them?
Well, I could let you have a cardboard box.
No, I mean the money.
But I told you, they aren't worth anything. They're not to us. Now, if these coins here were from an early civilization, for instance, Egyptian or Roman...
Oh, I might have known. Heathen rubbish.
Excuse me, Professor. What's it look like, this old money?
Oh, so many different types, really. But I suppose, to our eyes, maybe crude, rough, and quite thick.
Sounds like my sister-in-law.
Difficult to describe.
That is my sister-in-law.
Shut up, Hector. We do the business, huh? He's telling us about the numismatic aspects. He's learning us here.
I mean, a certain type of Roman coin might be just a rather oddly shaped piece of art.
See?
With a Latin inscription, most likely. You know, sort of Constantius Caesar or Rom Rem.
Eh?
Yes?
Did you say Rom Rom?
Yes, Romulus and Remus.
Hector, those are coins.
Wait. Couldn't it be possible for some of these Roman coins to be found here in England?
Most certainly.
Like, for example, in Kentish Town?
Oh, I'm sure the Romans must have passed through what is now known as Kentish Town.
Hector, the Romans, they passed through Kentish Town.
Well, I can't imagine they'd want to stay there, can you?
Mamma mia, Hector.
And these Roman coins, they'd be worth a few balls.
Undoubtedly. Oh. Maybe hundreds, even thousands of pounds.
Hector, I've gone all the green at the knees. Are you all right?
Oh, Fred, Ramon.
Excuse me, but you have seen some coins such as those I've described?
See?
Ah, now they would be well worth looking at.
And I don't hesitate to throw them away.
Come on, Hector. Yeah. We must get back to the shop.
Aye.
E presto, eh?
Aye.
E thank you. E sir. E grazie. Arrivederci.
Arriva. Yes.
There you are, Sergeant. All finished. One short back and side.
You think, Smithy. And now I can get me on my tonic.
Yeah.
And how much do I owe you?
£1.20.
Right, here you are.
Ta.
Tony and Hector in today?
No, they're out. Somewhere special, you know.
Having a rest, more likely. Not like our job. A policeman is never at rest. 24 hours a day, he's on duty.
Get away.
Oh, yes. Vigilance. That's the watchword. After all, crime never sleeps. Crime is everywhere.
Yes, Sergeant.
So you remember, Maisie, vigilance is the watchword. Anyway, got to be getting back to the station.
Why? You back on duty early?
No, I've got to walk. Some rotten so-and-so nicked me back.
Get out!
Excuse me.
Yeah. Come on, Hector.
Hey. Maisie.
Cool, what's up with you two?
You know those old coins, what Hector gave you yesterday?
The red rum money.
See, what do you do with them?
I gave them to Carlo to throw in the dustbin.
Oh, come on, man. To the dustbin. Quick, Johnny.
You're wasting your time.
What?
Don't you remember? Yesterday was dustbin day. The dustbin came and emptied it.
Oh, my boy, we're too late.
Let me think. I know. I say we shut the shop and we all go to the big rubbish dump and look for those coins, eh?
Yeah.
We leave no single bit of rubbish not upturned over. Come on.
Oh, what a lovely way to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Here we are. It's the Corporation Rubbish Dump.
You're not serious, are you?
For goodness sake, look at it, man, look at it. Like Southend after a bank holiday.
And a pong war.
Oh, see. But look, we've got to find those coins. I know. We see the man in the chair.
It's maybe in that wee hut there.
That's right. Now, don't worry. Leave this to me.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Is it?
Is it what?
Is it a good afternoon?
Oh, Lord.
Of course, for those who have nothing to do, it may be a good afternoon. But for those of us who have to work after our necks in muck and rubbish, while you lounge lizards are out and about in your fancy suits and your open-toed sandals...
Steady on. These are no open-toed sandals. My shoes are just a wee bit frayed.
I see you. Come to look for a new pair, have you?
Hector, please. Scusi, signore. I tell you, yesterday, we throw something away we didn't mean to.
Oh, yeah.
See? We make the mistake.
That's what they all say, you know. It's mistakes what's ruining this country. I was in the war, you know, up to me neck in it.
Mutton rubbish.
How did you know I was down the sewage works? Oh, you're right. I was down there for the duration. Then a few years after the hostilities ceased, I got promoted up here. And since I've been here, Not a day goes by without someone coming to request the return of some part of their rubbish.
See?
Knock, knock they go, and when I open the door in answer to their summons, it's, I've accidentally thrown away my wife's wooden leg. Or, have you got my elephant's foot?
And what do you do?
I tells them all the same thing.
Yes?
No.
No?
Yes.
Look, please, while we're here, it's very important, honestly.
So is an elephant's foot.
Look, who would want an elephant's foot?
A three-footed elephant. Get it? A three-footed. I hate people who don't laugh at my jokes. Refuse operatives, if you don't mind.
Yeah, them as well. Anyway, they picked up a bin at Tony's, the hairdresser.
See, Tony, that's for me.
And it had some old coins in it.
Oh, yes, I heard about them.
See?
Yes, I heard about them from Ted. He's in charge of that particular refuse collection vehicle. It appears that an Italian tried to force trick coins into the refuse receptacle just as our operatives were taking it away. You are not that Italian by any chance?
No. It's not me. I'm not Italian.
I was saying, Ted told the man, take those objects out of the receptacle, he said. No, said the Italian. You have missed the collection by 45 seconds, Ted said. Get us stuffed, said the Italian. And would you believe it? He started singing at our operatives. Well, Ted was compelled to remonstrate with this Italian. And as he had his shovel handy, he offered to hit him over the head with it if he didn't shut up.
What about the coins?
Well, when this Italian refused to stop singing, Ted took the coins and stuffed them up his hooter, saying, that will teach you and others who try to break council regulations.
So, Carlo has the coins.
You're hoping.
Come on, quick. We go to Carlo's house.
Why are you all going?
Cheerios, thanks.
Pity that. We hadn't got to the bit where they offer me a bribe.
At last. Oh, I hope Carlo is at the home.
I hope he's still got the coins.
It wouldn't surprise me if he'd put silver paper on them and given them to his kids for pocket money.
Don't say that, Hector. Don't even think of it.
See?
Hey, it's for you, Carlo.
Hey, what's the matter?
Carlo, tell me, where is that old money the dustman stick up your nose?
You have heard. He's a terrible. He's a nobody appreciate the good singing.
The money, Carlo. Where is it?
I want the bubble gum, so I put it in the new sweetie machine you got outside your shop.
You put the daddy money in my sweetie machine? You do this to me? Your own brother?
See, either you, my own brother, who make the markers of my singing, but wait till you hear my new song.
Get on it, to the new sweetie machine.
Hey, ain't you gonna hear the new song? Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me.
Good afternoon, senor. You remember us, eh?
Oh, God. You two again.
See, eh? Like the bad pennies.
Well, what can one do for you now?
Well, you say, if we get the real old coins, you like to see them, eh? This time, we got the real thing.
Excellent.
And we've even scraped the bubble gum off.
Show him, Hector.
Right here, son.
There.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Now, you tell me if your customer bring these things on all the time, huh?
I have to admit it. One doesn't often see this type of thing.
Gee. It takes an Italian to spot the old Roman coin.
When Julius Caesar himself might have held one of these in his hands.
I doubt it. Not unless he was in Spain in 1933.
Huh?
These are Spanish beer bottle tops. Spanish, actually. It means there is a 2 peseta deposit on this bottle. Now, if you'll excuse me.
So, it's no riches for Tony, eh? No treasure troves, it's no.
Still, it was interesting, all that running around.
Interesting, sir. My feet will need retread.
At least it stopped you two arguing about football.
The match! Mamma mia! I forgot the match!
What's the time?
It's the finish by now, eh?
Please, turn on the radio, quick!
The referee is looking at his watch. We make it less than a minute to go now.
Mamma mia, shut up. What's the score?
Shut up, you, and listen.
And it's out to Dalglish on the edge of the penalty area. He slips his marker. And a chip to Jordan.
Hello, they've got a fish shop down there.
And it's there from Jordan's head. It's a goal.
Oh, what did I tell you? An absolute massacre.
There goes the final whistle. The result again. Scotland 1.
That's it.
Italy 1.
Hey! They scored! Italy scored! Italy draws!
Thank goodness for that. Now we can all go home.
You've been listening to Tony's by Jim Eldridge, starring Victor Spinetti as Tony, John Laurie as Hector, and Deborah Watling as Maisie. Also this week, Anthony Morton featured as Carlo, Henry McGee as Mr. Sanders, Roland MacLeod as Herbert, John Blythe as the sergeant and customer, and the commentator was played by me, Tim Gudgeon. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.